sit up high on the front, on the top step so you can hear. Got my special helper today. Come on up here, Zach. Come on, Nala. It's okay. Maria, can you get up there? You want to sit by Hannah? Sit up here. There you go. Hey, I bet y'all are wondering why I'm up here this morning instead of Pastor Bill. Well, today is a special day. It's Pastor Appreciation Day. So on behalf of the children's ministry, Mrs. Mary, Ms. Stephanie, myself, and all of you, we're going to tell them why we appreciate them. There we go. I'm breathing too much. I was able to ask some of you why you are thankful for Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie, or why you love them. And let's see, Nala, you told me that every morning Pastor Bill gives you a hug. And every single time you come in the morning, Mrs. Julie says, good morning. Well, Marie, Zach, and Hannah, you're thankful for the candy they give you. And let's see. Hey, Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie, did you know there's a child that's thankful you pray for them? Well, Peyton is. He said, they pray for me. And Chloe, Renee, and Emily Polikowski, they're thankful you teach them about Jesus. And so is Lacey. She said they're really nice and they teach people about Jesus. And let's see, I've got Mookie. They are really nice to me and kind. And Asher, they're good friends. And Mrs. Julie, Colton's thankful that you're a good science teacher. Where's Miss Julie? There you are. Colton's glad you're a good science teacher. He's thankful. And Pastor Bill, Conniger loves that you're such a huge Baylor Bears fan. So I only have time this morning for four of the many reasons I'm thankful for Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie. The first one is teacher. They are good teachers. Every time I leave here, I have learned something from the Bible that Pastor Bill has taught me. He makes it easy so I can understand. He is a good teacher. Mrs. Julie, I haven't been a student in her class like some of you have, but I still learn from her. I watch her teach you. And I have learned that it's very important to be a good listener and to be patient. I am thankful they are good teachers. And what's this one say?
Love.
They love us unconditionally. That means that they love us no matter what. Even if sometimes we're not very lovable, or when we make mistakes, they just keep on loving us. So I am very thankful for their unconditional love. Good example. I am thankful for Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie's good example of serving and helping others. They are always serving and helping us. But I also love the way they help each other. And they help their kids. I love the way they go and help their kids by getting Liam and Zane, and bringing them here and watching them so we can enjoy them also. I love the way, and they do all that too, while they still continue to serve and help. I am thankful they are good examples. And what's the last one? Care. They care about telling us about Jesus. That's why Pastor Bill says, I want 200 in church every week. It's not because Pastor Bill wants the biggest church in all Montgomery County. He wants 200 people to hear about Jesus every week. And Mrs. Julie, she teaches school all week long, but she still comes Sunday morning and Wednesday nights and teaches you. That's because she cares about you learning about Jesus. Now, Pastor Bill, someone had to tell Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie about Jesus. And that reminds me, telling other people about Jesus reminds me of a fun game you can play with dominoes. So, Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie.
They're humans.
Yeah, they're humans. I have humans on here. Somebody had to tell them about Jesus. Maybe it was a parent. Yeah. Someone had to tell this person about Jesus. Maybe it was a teacher. Somebody had to tell this person. It could have been a pastor. Someone told this person. Maybe it was a VBS teacher. Someone had to tell this person. Maybe it was a friend. Until Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie heard about Jesus. So now Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie have told people in Texas. They've told people in Louisiana. They've told people in Missouri. They tell people in the Dominican. They tell us, everybody in Arkansas. Until they are part of telling the whole world about Jesus. I think it would be a really good gift to give Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie if we were to follow their example, if we were to do what the Bible says and tell someone about Jesus. So I want each of you to take one domino home today. Set it by your bed, set it by the refrigerator, somewhere where you're going to see it all the time. And when you see it, you're going to say, oh yeah. Wait just a minute. You can take it a minute. You'll say, oh yeah, I'm going to follow Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie's example. I'm going to do what the Bible says. I'm going to tell someone about Jesus today. Okay? I think that would be a good gift for them. But we all have a gift. So just a minute, Peyton. We'll get your gifts in a minute. If Pastor Bill and Mrs. Julie would come down here, or up here.
Did you notice they said I'm kind?
Conniger, will you give that to them? The kids, yeah, look at the Baylor Bear. The kids brought money and bought you a gift card to Mardell's. And we want you to know we love you and we are very thankful for you. So kids, why don't you come give them a hug? Come give them a hug. Okay. Come on. You can come over here. Come on, Journey. I'll hold your hand. You can just stay with me.